VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where the host's mind is in excellent used condition and his shortcomings significantly not as described. Here's Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating and sending and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Selling on eBay can sometimes be a solitary occupation, but you don't have to go it alone. There's always Russian mail order brides, or you can do as Louise Sanchez has done. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Herbs, Crafts, Gifts, all one word, and she's the organizer of the Colorado Springs eBay and e-commerce sellers group. She's with us now to explain the benefits of joining a seller meetup group, especially if you're new to selling. Louise, what's the value of attending a seller meetup?
Hi, Griff and Lee. I'm so happy to talk to you today.
Oh, thank you for talking to us, darling. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to you.
As an ex-New Yorker. So the value is that, first of all, of course, to meet with other people, but you can get one-on-one answers. We just had a meeting on Sunday, and we had a lady there who's just been dabbling in eBay, and she sold a pair of boots. And she, I don't know how she did her shipping, but it ended up costing her $9.25 for a mailing label when in fact the shipping was going to be $25. And so our first comment to her was, well, the first tool you need is a shipping scale, a postage scale. So people just forge ahead and they want to list and they want to get it done, but they don't know all the nuances to get it done properly.
And what that does is they lose interest. They get frustrated and they don't want to continue selling. And that's.
And she said she's watched a lot of videos, and that's great because YouTube has a lot of videos, but the videos are, a lot of them are outdated, and with eBay is evolving as fast as it is. The best way to do things is not necessarily what you're going to get from a video. So, yeah, and as in a very experienced seller to brand new sellers, we learn from the new sellers on, like, what their glitches are and what they're doing and what interests them, and it strengthens what we do. And then, of course, the other way around, there's 15 people in the room and everybody, all 14 others have an opinion on what this new seller should do. And so they walk away with their heads just bobbling with so much information.
So when did you start this group?
Kat Simpson and I started it a long, long time ago, probably like 2008 maybe. And we started, it was a Freecycle Cafe, before Freecycle went national. And a couple of us were talking about selling on eBay. We got together for lunch. We had our first meeting here on my patio. And then I left the group for a little while. Kat left. And then it went dormant for 3 years. And then I took it back over again. And we've been going since, I think, maybe 2011, 12 maybe. Like April.
Has the group changed?
So it's been several years. And then with Meetup, you get three organizations underneath your head title for your yearly fee. And so that's why we started the Albuquerque Meetup also. So we have the two seller groups, although eBay, the Albuquerque group is 6 hours away, and we drive down there about once a month for that meeting. And then we attend the Denver Meetup on a regular basis. So I'm really into Meetup, and I think that just sitting and listening to other sellers, there's always something to learn.
Do you have your computer on?
I do.
Would you turn it down, please? Because
I don't. I mean, it's muted.
Okay. We were getting some feedback from something.
No, it's not from here. Because I made Gene go to the other room with my phone.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, yes, the TV is off. No, nothing.
So how does it help you as such a good seller? I mean, you guys are just up there. You've been selling for a long time. You've got 7,305 feedback, 100% positive feedback, a top-rated plus on this item I'm looking at. Why do you do this?
Why? Well, the example I'm going to give is, can I give an item number?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's 36190047-1151.
Okay.
Do you need it again?
No, I think that's okay. So it's three, oh, it says zero listings. Would you say it again, please?
It's sold. It's a sold item.
So you have to go to sold.
Oh, it's sold. Okay, hold on. Let me go down here.
So give us the item number again, too.
361900471151. So while you're pulling it up, the story behind it is, I keep saying that a lot of the stuff that we're selling is stuff from my mom's house that she accumulated over 60 years. And slowly but surely, we're getting it gone. Well, this is a Delft vase, and I mean, there aren't that many, and I didn't know the shape. So I went to Worth Point, and I know they're on next. So this ties into them, and they were just at our meeting on Sunday, and they had been last April, too, so a year ago. And I went to their website to do a search, and I found this vase sold for $125, I think, or so, in 2006. I also found out that it was called a trumpet vase. So I had a little bit of a problem in my brain thinking, how do I equate $125 to today? Was Delft high then? Was it low then? Is it low now? Is it high now? So just for grins, I put it on at $148.98. Got an offer for the $135 plus shipping because I put it on with make an offer. So now there's two tools that I learned about and I've used and talk about at the meetups. Worth Point is one of them. Make an offer was the second one. Then I'm in the beta for one of on promoted listings.
Oh, how is that going?
Well, this sale came from there. And so I made this sale, and I'm sure, you know, how many people in the world want a tall Delft vase for $150?
Really?
Probably not that many. So I was thrilled to get that sale through promoted. The next tool I had to use, and it's going to close today, is the guy hasn't paid for it. So I got to use the UPI. But here's a perfect example of stuff that I shared at the meetup. Using the Worth Point tool, using promoted, using make an offer, using plus shipping, and unfortunately the UPI. So there's so much more to share on how to the routine of a listing and the evolvement of a sale once it happens, or even getting it from the beginning to the end, doing the proper research. I mean, how would a new seller know about Worth Point, or how would they know about all these other tools that eBay gives us? Promoted, promotions, Markdown Manager. I'm using all of them. I'm using auctions. Everything that I don't want anymore, anything that we've gotten for free, is going on a 99-cent auction and with plus shipping. And we've been selling like crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. And so I'm really happy with what we're doing. And the new people seem to be coming back, and they're just really interested. So I really think that new sellers, even though that they want to get in and get their feet wet, really need to attend meetings or talk to other sellers. Thought just crossed my mind, too, that on our invoices, I say that I'm a trained educator and that if they have any questions about buying or selling, to please message me. And so I haven't had anybody answer me or write to me, but that offer is there because, like I say, I think there's so much more to it than just plopping a listing up there and hoping for the best.
You know, in every industry, as I've seen a few in my time, there are always leaders in that industry, and you're one of the leaders in the eBay selling industry. You are.
Thank you for saying that, Lee.
And what makes you
That's
a leader
so nice. Well,
is even
we
start.
Try. We have a couple Facebook groups that we moderate, and we participate in a lot of them. We've been doing a lot of social media, and you know, my duck a day is on my Facebook business page now, and you know. Again, we talk about social media and what's working for different people at the meetings. And there again, it's not just a matter of plopping a listing up and expecting it to sell. It takes work. And so many people think that this is, you know, they don't think of it as a business. And I don't consider ourselves like full-time, this is our only source of income business, because it's not. It's our, and more people that I'm meeting, it is supplemental. And even last year at the eBay Open, I mean, if you looked at the age of the people that were there, a lot of them were not as old as myself, but up there in years, either retired from their jobs, doing this to supplement, or just trying to get rid of stuff in their house. Downsizing is a good word. I made the joke the other day. We were talking about after we pass, the kids are going to have to get rid of stuff. And somebody said, yeah, well, we'll have move a dumpster into my parents' house. And I said, you know, if I inherited this house right now, I'd be moving a dumpster in, you know, just to get rid of all the extra. That who wants it? You know what I mean?
We get it. Has anybody ever come to the meeting and said, I just can't do this?
No, but they have their set opinions. But as far as that, no, I don't think so. I think what happens is they come to the meeting, they listen, then they don't come back.
Well, you know, I have found that if they put one thing up there and sell it, it gives them impetus to keep going.
Right.
So I think,
but doing it the right way from the get-go is key.
I agree. Louise, thank you so much. We can't wait to have you back on again.
Thanks, Louise. This segment was brought to you by 6Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Up next, a cross-country seller meetup tour when we come back with more of eBay Radio.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.